FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The first votes in the first primary of the 2024 election will be cast in a matter of hours. The residents of Tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, will vote at midnight local time. Two Republicans are on the ballot, former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. On this anniversary of Roe v. Wade, President Biden focusing on reproductive rights.
We need the American people to keep making their voices heard. So congressional Republicans finally get the message that these laws do not represent the United States of America. Your voice will have a final say. This is not over.
The president says the issue will be a centerpiece of his reelection effort. Police in Joliet, Illinois, are looking for a suspect who they say may be behind multiple shootings in two homes in the Chicago suburb. Record day on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 38,000 for the first time. This is ABC News. It isn't just the U.S. that's been dealing with bone-chilling cold and nasty winter storms. Battered Britain with heavy rain and strong wind. ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Picking up the pieces after Storm Isha. Waves hitting seawalls, big rollers hitting the beach. Planes bouncing around, coming into land, and trains going nowhere. The overnight storm off the North Atlantic hit most parts of the UK and Ireland. Some strong gusts knocking off roof tiles and downing trees. Tens of thousands of people were without electricity, which is now slowly coming back online. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The cold snap may be ending, but it will not be forgotten anytime soon. At least 72 deaths are blamed on the Arctic blast that gripped much of the nation for more than a week. In-N-Out Burgers is closing its restaurant in Oakland, California. The chain says it's due to rising crime levels. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Waukesha County today to tell Wisconsin that people need not change their personal beliefs to support a woman's reproductive choices.
She will consult her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam, but not the government telling her what to do.
State lawmakers are taking testimony today on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. Republicans say Harris is in Wisconsin to distract voters from unpopular Biden administration positions.
The economy in general, inflation, the border, the list goes on and on.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming. Today is the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion 51 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers, 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and you really come together, it's hard to stop. However, it's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Jack, you've been a bad boy.
FM checked and you're nowhere close to your credit limit.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Nachos! Get your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. On the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hey, folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy. Lows upper teens to around 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow. A high near 30 to the low 30s. And a cloudy day, but a little warmer again on Wednesday. Highs in the mid-30s. Some rain, maybe mixed with snow around for Thursday. It's 25 right now.
Well, since you've woken Jack FM up from a power nap, here's another bunch of songs in a row.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's a limitation you can't take. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. She spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, me that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. The girl she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of dance, absolutely dry. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the best, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
Jack, the party started 5 minutes ago.
Jack FM.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. We'll be right back.
following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DuoPest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome to tonight's broadcast of the Mellon Granite Diggers hosting the Butternut Midgets. I'm your host, Jason Dillon, for Jack FM. I'm excited to bring you a game that's already underway. We are in the first half with 13 minutes and 23 seconds left in that first half, and Mellon is in the lead 6-1. And I'm just going to take you right into the action. And Butternut had an open look for Isabel, and she takes a three and drains it, makes the score a lot closer. Now, on has the ball. Peters dribbling up the court. She's looking. Setting up. Pass inside to Stricker. Then out. Back to Peters. She's looking. She's fishing to try to get inside. Double team. A steal. Credited to Polinchak on Mellon. She passes inside to number one, Isabella. She able to just kind of pass it back outside for another three attempt by Polinchak, and she misses. Defensive rebound. Peters has the ball. Looking to set up her offense. Just passing half court right now. Passing over for an open three attempt for Majeski. She decides not to take it. Instead, passes it inside for an open two. And Stricker takes the shot, misses. And now we have an open transition offense by Polinchak. Goes for the layup, and it is in. And we are looking at a tie game, 6-6, with 12 minutes and 17 seconds in the first half. Timeout's called, but we're going to take a minute to kind of catch you up what's happened in the first 6 minutes of this game. Seen a lot of quick transition offense and defense, either from turnover or rebound. Not a lot of mistakes, not a lot of steals or flubs. They're playing clean, disciplined basketball, and they're taking open shots, both teams. So we're seeing a very obvious, I mean, 6-6, right? It's been a competitive game from the get-go, and I'm excited for tonight's matchup going forward. See if Mellon can defend their court. See if Butternut can steal one on the road. We'll see what we have going forward. Teams are finishing up the timeout, and we're going to resume basketball here in a moment. All right. Peters is the inbound pass for Mellon. She's trying to beat the press. She gets to the three-point line, passes it all the way over. Inside, then back to 12. Takes a contested two-point shot. Gets blocked. That would have been Kaylee Erickson with the shot, and she got blocked. We have Butternut on the offense now. They're passing it around. They go into Polinchak. They're back inside the 23 for the layup attempt. Pritzel misses that, though, and now we have a defensive rebound. Peters has the ball. He's bringing it up the court. Gets it over to Majeski. Passes it back to the inside. And then we have an errant pass, and we have another transition offense here. Quick layup for Polinchak. And now pushes the score 8-6 with Butternut on the lead. All right. We have a press offense, which leaves someone wide open for a three attempt. Number 10, Majeski had an open attempt, misses it, and we have a steal immediately by Mellon to get the ball back in their possession. Very good. Now they begin to pass the ball around. Butternut is bringing a very aggressive defense, and in that, they've just hit a foul. Mellon retained possession of the ball as they get the pass in. It looks like Butternut in that timeout decided to switch up their defense into a double-team press. So basically what that is when someone has the ball, they're going to double-team them, no matter what. But it will leave someone open. So if Mellon can take advantage of that. And we have a steal pass right on the inbound. Polinchak gets it for a layup and goes in, and she makes that one too. It is now 10-6, and Polinchak has now made 6 points in a row off three transition offense layups, but she's uncontested. Mellon needs to do a good job of trying to shirk their passing right now. They're able to pass inside, 34-9, and she got, let's see, to the whistle to see if that was a foul or a travel. We'll see. It was a foul on. It was a foul on Butternut. So Mellon will retain possession of the ball. All right. Getting ready for the inbound pass. Peter's looking. Gets to Miley up the three-point line. Passes it number four, which would be the killer striker. Good ball movement. Peter has it. Pass inside of Miley. So he posts up. Goes for the layup. Oh, just misses it. We have a defensive rebound by Caitlin. She carries up the court. Looking to beat her girl. She passes inside of 12. Goes for a layup. She misses. Gets her own rebound. Passes inside of 23. Makes the move. Gets it back out to number 3. That Caitlin for the 3. Misses it. And we have a defensive rebound made by Joe. All right, now with the ball. 10 minutes left in the first half. And it is 10-6 with Butternut in the lead. 5 with an open look for a 2. Ooh, off the rim. That was a good look. Just missed it. A big shot made, shot attempt by Newman. All right. Butternut has the ball. It's by. Open 3 attempt. Miss. Trawinski had an open attempt there and missed it to a 3. Defensive rebound made by Mellon. Peters is going up the court, one-on-one. Gets by a girl, and she's able to make the pass. Good reversal pass across the court for a great look for number 4. Going to be Stricter for the 3. Oh, they're counting it as 2. Her foot must have barely been on the line. Either way, great shot. The score is now 8-10, 9 minutes in the first half. Okay. Caitlin tries to drive, and then we have a block. Oh, they're calling a foul. That looks like a good block either way. She must have got her hand in contact with the hand of the arm. Either way, there's going to be a shooting foul on Wiley for against number 23. I believe that is Pritzel. And she gets 2 free throws. First one is up. First one is off the rim. No good. Score remains 10-8. Butternut in the lead with 9 minutes, 2 seconds in the first half. All right. Second free throw. Up and in. Score is now 11-8. Butternut is putting on a full court press. Mellon does a good job responding to that. They're passing the ball, looking to get it to their point guard. And right now, Stricter is holding on the ball. Gets the ball passed out. Turn back to Stricter. She's looking for an opportunity to pass. Gets it over to Peters. Ball's in. Oh, almost intercepted, but her teammate is there to get it. Good ball movement by Mellon on the outside here. They're just trying to move the ball around, looking for an open shot. Almost had their look on the inside. Gets it over to Peters. Back inside, almost, and then we have a foul committed by Butternut as they try to intercept the pass, and they end up hitting the hand of that would be Jokinen on the inside. And so we have an inbound pass about to be made. It's not safe possession ball. Ball passed and almost intercepted, and it is going to be called out of bounds off of Mellon. So Butternut now has possession. They're making long passes. There's always risk with that. All right. Caitlin looking to drive. Passes it inside. Then back out. Olenchak gets it over to Isabel. And it bounced off the rim. Then it hit the top of the backboard. Then it went in. So it doesn't count. Oh. You hate to see it. That would have been a three-point shot, but, I mean, if it touches the top of the backboard, it's no good. So, all right. If that timeout's been called, we're going to take a one-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Company in the area specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website Jeff HakkinenRoofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN. Jeff HakkinenRoofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakkinen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the game. Mellon did a good job of getting the ball, get down the court, and they had an in-and-out layup. Got the foul, so we're going to have a two-point opportunity for Bella Mesko-Jokin here at the line. Okay, first free throw is right off the rim. So it's a miss. Score remains 8-11 with 7 minutes 50 seconds left in the first half. Second shot up and off the rim as well. Defensive rebound made by Butternut as they are now carrying the ball up the court. Polinchek has the ball. He's looking, passes a little float pass and then back 1-2 over inside to number 24. That'd be Sales. He gets absolutely boxed out. Great defense by Mellon right now. Good passing made by Butternut to open up an opportunity for Busabella to take a shot. They missed their rebound, and now Butternut continues to have another shot for Isabella, and that is also a miss. Good offensive rebounding by Mellon, or by Butternut. They finally are able to make the layup underneath the hoop after three consecutive offensive rebounds. Fritz will make the two-point shot. Score is now 13-8. Mellon has the ball. 7 minutes is about to happen. Open three-point. Look, it almost went in. That was a great shot selection. It just didn't drop. So now Butternut has the ball. Looking. Gets by her defender. Pass inside to Isabel, who then makes the two-point attempt. 15-8 is now the score. Butternut in the lead. Mellon dealing with full court press. Peters has the ball. Floating pass over to number 23. Oh, and it slips out of her hand, but she retains possession. Good. Peters has, she drives by her defender. She's got an open look. Gets to Mealy underneath. Goes for the layup, and she gets fouled. So now she will have a two free throw opportunity. Butternut has been fouling underneath the hoop quite a bit tonight. And so if that's the case, I mean, start getting the ball into the paint. Start forcing fouls. You can get a lot of free throws in this first half. All right, let's see how Miley will do here. First free throw is up. First one is in. It was on 9-15. Substitutions come in. One substitution for Mellon, three for Butternut. And the second free throw is about to start. All right, up and in. Nice shooting, 10-15. Crowd's getting into it. They showed up today for their team. Love to see it. All right, Butternut dealing with the defensive scheme right now by Mellon. By good ball movement, and then there, Mellon has now forced a mistake out of Butternut to pass the ball out of bounds. Mellon possesses the ball. Butternut has done a pretty spectacular job today with their defensive game plan of a floating double team. Wherever the ball goes, there's going to be two girls on that person, and Mellon. It just needs to figure out how to get the ball into that open space. Because if you're doing the double team, someone's open, right? And so here we go. Peters has the ball. They get it to the open look for a three, and it's in. Great pass and shoot by Brooke Newman, who is able to, freshman, who's able to push this within two. It's now 13-15. Great. It's just what I was saying. There's going to be an open look. Peters was able to find it and drain the three. And just like that, we went to a pretty, it was like a 7-point deficit, and now we're looking only at a 2-point deficit. Mellon has made this a game. 5 minutes and 58 seconds in the first half, scores 13-15, Butternut in the lead. Mellon is staging a comeback right now, and let's see if they can get another defense here and see if they can't take the lead themselves. All right. Inbound pass to Butternut. Nice little 1-2. She runs into a wall of defense, fumbles the ball, and now Peters has it for Mellon. All right. Looking for the open look. Looks like Butternut has given up a double team, and they've gone back to just zone. So no more open looks. And as soon as I say that, Newman gets an open look, misses it, and now Holacek has a layup opportunity, misses. Good offensive rebound by Caitlin, who then makes the two-point layup there, 17-13. Butternut's got a little foul happy tonight, and that is another one. And Mellon is going to keep possession of the ball, and they'll be able to do an inbound pass around the half court, wherever the refs determine it. Oh, are they? How about that? I was wrong. Butternut's in foul trouble as a team, so now fouls from here on out. 5 minutes left in the first half is going to be a free throw for Mellon. This is huge. Mellon needs to be making their free throws. If they can absolutely start putting some points on the board. That free throw's a miss, and then we have a errant pass made by number 12, which would be Polinchek, and now it's Mellon ball. Butternut has decided that even though they're in team foul trouble, they're going to remain in a full court press. They're going to risk it for the biscuit here. Remember, if you commit a foul, it's a free throw. But here we go. Pass. She drives inside, gets the ball out to Jolkin, who takes a three-point opportunity, misses. And then we have a drive made by Polinchek. She misses her layup, and then Peters gets the defensive rebound. And I was about to say it. It looked like she double-dribbled there, and the ref saw it as well. So it'll be a change of possession. Butternut has the ball. Only 17-13 with 4 minutes and 54 seconds left in this first half. All right, Butternut moving the ball around, trying to find an opportunity. Almost the intercepted pass by Jolkin of Mellon, but went off her hand and out of bounds, so Butternut would be in possession of the ball. Caitlin would be in the inbound pass here. If Butternut can get out of this first half and even be at a lead, considering that they're already in team foul trouble, that would be a huge plus. All right, pass inside to Caitlin, who makes a short jumper, misses. Offensive rebound by 23. And as she's trying to get a layup attempt, she kind of double jumps and gets called for travel. Good eye by the ref. All right, inbound pass by Mellon. They're dealing with a full court press. Peters has the ball. Pass inside. Back out. All right. Peters has it. The ball stolen, and Polinchak's looking to beat the one-on-one here. Decides to get out against it. Passes outside. They're going to reset their offense, and then we have a foul called on. Foul will be on number 10, which would be on Jordan Majeski. And we have a blocked shot by Miley, who's been an absolute tear in the paint for Butternut tonight. She's just been an absolute wall. You can't drive past her. You can't shoot over her. Okay. Jump ball. They're determining that it is Butternut's ball. So Polinchek will be passing in here in a moment. 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in this game. Butternut in the lead. Ooh, good. Mellon was able to swat the ball away, but Butternut was able to somehow get that ball again at half court. So they're looking for an open opportunity. They get one. Three-point shot attempt by Isabel misses. And then Mellon is able to not only get the rebound, but get another foul. So everyone's going to be heading to the other side of the court. Free throw time. Mellon, the thing that's been killing the Mellon tonight is their free throw attempts and makes have been not very good. They need to start making these free throws, and they can absolutely not only erase this deficit, but begin to build a lead. There's 4 minutes left in this first half, and the score's 13-17. First free throw is a miss. Bella Mesko-Jolkinen, first free throw is a miss. Substitutions coming in. Lauren Sales is in. Kendra Pritzel's out for Butternut. Second free throw. Up. and off the rim. It just seems like they're just off a little bit. Great offensive rebound by Peters, though. She's able to put that one down. Nice layup, makes it score 15-17. All right. Butler has the ball, and they barely have the lead. All right. Ball and check. It's a pass out to Sales, who then gets it over to Caitlin. Back over. They're just moving the ball very nicely. Ooh, careful. We're going to get called a foul on Mellon, but that was incidental. I mean, it's a foul, right? Needed to be called because it was an elbow. But though it was kind of the way that Jersey Polinchek kind of threw her body when she received the pass. It almost looked like she accidentally threw herself into the elbow. Inbound pass to Caitlin. Takes a three-point opportunity. Airballs it, but it goes right to her teammate. It gets passed out to her again. She airballs it again, and this time it is a defensive rebound. Mellon has the ball. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this half. Mellon down by two. They have an opportunity to tie the game. Potentially take the lead. All right. Jokinen looking to drive in. Gets it to Miley underneath the paint, who's been amazing there tonight and has now tied the game 17-all with 3 minutes left in this first half. I'm loving the game that 34 is playing today. All right. Butternut does a great job passing the ball around. It's an open look for Shalinski, who misses it, but they get another offensive rebound. There we go. Man, Butternut has been incredible underneath.